before Christmas is always limited. So before we get to the core of our agenda, hopefully everybody else will join us. I would like to give you a very warm welcome on an occasion which is not a typical occasion of our meeting. We meet not quarterly, not at the Warsaw Stock Exchange, and we meet just before Christmas, which is, thank you very much. We are meeting today on a very special occasion, of which we had already warned you a little bit, and namely the occasion for our today's meeting is an update of our strategy. You have probably read our current communication. On this special occasion, we have entire Management Board, Marcin Kluziński, President of the Management Board KGHM, Katarzyna Kryczmańska-Gigol, Vice President for Financial Matters, Radosław Stach, Vice President of the Management Board for Production, Adam Bugajczuk, Vice President of the Management for Development, and Paweł Gruza, Vice President for Foreign Assets. In the first part of our today's presentation, the CEO will tell us a bit more about the strategy, and then the other members of the management board will address the following parts of the presentation, discussing the areas that fall within the scopes of responsibilities. I would also like to welcome all those who watch us on the internet. You are also welcome to ask questions online in the Q&A session after the presentation. We will address also the questions asked online. Ladies and gentlemen, I give the floor to the President of the Management Board. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm meeting you today as the President of the Management Board of KGHM. Previously, I had the honor of meeting you as the head of the Agency for the Development of Industry, and still earlier I was in charge of some companies. And today I am here as the President of the Management Board of KGHM. I'm here with my colleagues from the board. My personal experience involved restructuring of companies, but also their development. We have the management board members who have a very solid and extensive background in various business areas. So we wanted to come here to present to you our modified assumptions for the strategy. The previous strategy was formulated in 2017, but afterwards quite a lot happened. Later on, I will dwell on that a bit more. So this update was necessary to put us in line with mega trends and with what is going on in the world. The raw materials, the commodities industry differs from many other businesses because it is a marathon. It is not a 60-meter run. Commodities market in terms of scale of investments, time of return on investments is a run of 42 kilometers. There is no quick return on investment. There are no quick shots. That is the difference that puts us apart from many other businesses. And as a consequence, we need to prepare for this project as one prepares for a marathon. In order to run a marathon and win in it, we have to get rid of any ailments or injuries. We have to develop a methodology of training, and then we need to train. This new strategy addresses all those points. That is, it gives us the possibility to participate in the marathon. It allows us to run, it allows us to develop, but first of all, it focuses on sorting out some situations that need to be sorted out before you can start running the marathon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to be a marketing laser show, just for clarity. What we are going to show to you is the natural potential of the company. What responds to the natural challenges that we face. It also responds to global mega trends, to the global developments in this turbulent world, which is very volatile, very dynamic. That also affects the shape of our strategy and its assumptions. I will later on try to show this to you, more specifically, seven key strategic area on which we focus by 2023. There are seven such areas. That is a number small enough for us to remember that, but also that is a number of areas that allows us to translate them into practical activities. The first strategic area, growth of production. That is natural for any company that works in raw materials. We extract ore, we sell, we produce cathodes. This parameter has to be maintained. Has to be divided into two elements. First of all, foreign production. Let me remind you that is 20% of our total volume of production. That is much greater scale, and we are on the right track, plus maintaining strong national production in terms of production parameters. The commodities industry around the world is pretty much similar across the world. All countries now have to reach deposits that are increasingly difficult to exploit. In Poland, we have to do the same in order to maintain the scale of our production and in order to prepare for what is going to happen beyond 2023, beyond our strategic perspective, namely new deposits and preparation for exploring them. Radek will give us more details on that. The second strategic area relates to energy independence. We would like 50% of the energy that we consume to come from our sources in the following 10 years. In a moment, I will be more specific about what it means from our sources. Also, it has to be reminded that KGHM is the greatest consumer of energy in Poland, but we are also very advanced in terms of producing our own energy from our own energy. We produce 25% of our energy. We have our own sources that allow us to satisfy our energy needs. Those sources of ours are above all projects with which we can cooperate in terms of renewable energy sources, PV, photovoltaics, but also wind, cogeneration, and gas sources of energy. These are partners with whom we can cooperate and on a sustained basis and get electricity from them. Also, our own sources are to expand. This is one of the elements related to increasing security of business continuity of our company. It is extremely important in steelworks and mining. Therefore, energy is one of key areas for us. The third pillar is foreign assets. As I have already mentioned, 25% of our production are related to our foreign assets in Sierra Gorda, in Canada, in America. And we face there quite a lot of challenges which we want to sort out. First of all, that is dividing the portfolio into assets that have a fast development trend and good development prospects, and those which have a moderate development prospects. That is also the question of integration of those operations with national structures. Capital Group has this advantage of being able of integrating back office processes of various types in a single location, thus optimizing its costs of operations and efficiency in operations. That is how we are going to strive to increase our efficiency and develop those assets which can be turbo-powered. To continue on this theme of foreign assets, please remember that is 25% of our production, we need to take care of that, but 80% of our production focuses on Poland and Lower Silesia. We also face significant challenges there, and we need to respond to them. the issues related to long-term financial strategy. If we take a long-term perspective, and this is, again, something that we learn from our business partners, we talked about energy, a 10-year perspective, that is one going beyond our strategy timeline. We have extensive cooperation with our Japanese partner, where the perspective of 30 or 40 years is something normal. It's nothing that would shock anyone. So we need to take this long-term view approaching major challenges like energy, but also in terms of finances. If the commodities industry is this 42-kilometer run, the marathon, long-term return time and financing that needs to be suited to that. We need to seek sources of financing that are long-term, that are linked to the investment cycle and to the cycle which gives return rates, not immediately, but over time. That is how we want to do that.
So this is how we want to approach financing of our operations. The fifth area is the innovation ecosystem for KGHM. As I mentioned earlier, the commodity industry is facing a range of different challenges, and they are universal across the world. But we may address these challenges with reasonable technological solutions. To be able to do it, we intend to allocate 1% of our revenue to search for institutional solutions in Poland in collaboration with tech companies and R&D institutions. But we want to put it on a fast track, so incubation, fast application, and testing of the solutions. If we invest this money now, we will make savings in the future. If we have any risk regarding that natural gas, if we want to go to new deposits, then we need to have an adequate prediction models. And therefore, we have to work with the companies that are able to supply that, especially that in the mining industry in Poland, there are many interesting solutions. However, we need to become more open to such opportunities. KGHM 4.0, automation, big data. So these things are technologies of the future, and they are there to improve efficiency of our mining operations and improve safety. Challenges going deeper and deeper underground, facing higher temperature, facing lower ore grade, and a concern about the safety of people. We cannot just send them anywhere. Given all these factors together, we have to be embracing data analytics to predict events and incidents. We have to use analytics for improved transportation of ore for the mining. Likewise, we have to automate because we are getting deeper and deeper underground. But it doesn't mean that we are going to lay off people. We still need people, but by using these processes and by applying them, we can provide safer and more efficient working environment for our people. In many locations, we have challenges finding right people. It's not that they are waiting in line to work for us. There are many other attractive employers that, well, in our company, we will find a place for people who want to work with us. But in addition to that, we are open to onboard to new technologies and new solutions that would improve our financial efficiency and safety of people. Now, safety and development, new quality. This is horizontal. It covers the local mining as well as international production. It is obvious that a man and his safety is critical in our business. As in our industry, we face a lot of risks, those that are driven by nature and those that are driven by human behavior. Therefore, we want to employ new technology to improve safety of our people so that we have the least possible number of accidents and people can work safely. But in addition to that, I'm speaking about the safety of local communities where we have our mining operations, and I'm also referring to the environmental safety. Well, the whole theme of the new quality is about integrating the entire organization around the strategy deployment so that we do not persist this tunnel or silos approach to competence. We want to have the entire organization breathing and living this new strategy, to have adequate KPIs, and to be able to address immediate and long-term challenges. Well, this particular theme has a lot to do with production. We are looking for new ideas. In terms of financing, we are considering individual investments in the long-term securities, investments by Polish investors. We are also thinking about a longer value chain. We don't want to sell cathode products only. We want to sell a broader range of copper products, which may generate higher value added and better margin. We are also looking at other solutions for gold and silver that we mine and produce. So this is how we address the current technology challenges and ongoing long-term challenges that have a lot to do with revenue. Now, this particular slide explains why we want to update the strategy. Look, just 1 year, 2017 through 2018, how many different developments? Trade wars between the US and China. This is still ongoing, that impacts our situation, that impacts copper pricing and overall business situation globally. Last year, not many people were thinking about it. Increased labor costs in Poland, renewed sanctions against Iran by US and against Russia, new trade agreement between Canada and Mexico, another important regulatory motive, a long-term strategic vision of low-emission economy and economy that is neutral to the climate. This is a product of the European Commission. Well, there is still Brexit and how the Brexit is going to unfold. So just 1 year and so many turbulent events and developments that impact our position. We cannot be static. All these things make it very clear that we need to be more agile and more efficient. And therefore, our long-term approach is based on the four pillars that I will just explain. They go across all strategic areas. So we continue to run our marathon. We have our eyes on the long-term goal, but we cannot be focused on one route and moving forward 40 years. The times that we live in require agility. We have to navigate as circumstances require. And therefore, elasticity and flexibility is one of the pillars of our strategy. The world is not going to slow down. It will only accelerate. Therefore, we have to align ourselves to that. Now, we want to be elastic and flexible, but at the same time, efficient. I'm always saying that neither myself nor the board of KGHM has full control over copper pricing. This is determined by the global markets and the geopolitical developments, but we do have control over how we mine, how we produce, how we control our costs, and how we control labor intensivity. This is something that we need to address at all areas within our company if we want to keep winning the marathon, because one thing is to maintain your current position, another thing is to move forward and to take over others that are running ahead of you. This is what business is all about, and this is what we are fighting for. Now, the interesting point, we speak about efficiency and about turbulent times. It is forecasted that the copper market will go up by 50% over the next 10 years. And here all the think tanks agree on that. In other words, the demand will go up by 50%. And since the demand is going to go up because all the industries that require copper develop, and if we become more agile and more efficient and we are able to address this growing demand, we will win. And this is what we are fighting for. Ecology, environment, well, it encapsulates everything. The policies of the European Union and the policies of other countries. Our industry is invasive to the environment. And therefore, we need to take adequate measures to curb our impact on the environment. We invest a lot of money into that, and we give a lot of attention to this challenge. But it is important for us to live in a synergy with the local communities that are affected by our operations. So this is one of the leading theme and one of the pillars of our strategy. And e-industry. Well, again, we go back to innovations and all the areas that employ this institutional search for new technologies and new applications that will help improve cost efficiency and mining efficiency and improve safety of people who work in our company. So these are four themes that go across all the areas of our operations, and at the same time, they help us address the turbulent times that we live in. So that would suffice for the introduction that I wanted to offer. Now, to discuss different areas that fall under the responsibility of different board members, I will invite my colleagues to cover them. And now Radek Stach, who's responsible for production, will discuss his area. Now, good morning, everyone. I would like to say a few words about production, and I will focus on three blocks. On the first slide, our CEOs talked about higher production. Our mines should deliver 450,000 with the price of copper at 3,800, and the smelting production that we want to achieve is 540,000 tons. Now, we want to generate growth, but we want to have a stable position. As we heard, this is not a sprint. This is a long-term endurance running, so we need a stable position. Now, production, concentrate, and copper scrap. This is where we want to go up by 35%, so we are getting ready for that. We want to be ready to take on post-copper processing and develop it as another alternative option for the processing of concentrates. Now, highly processed products, we want to increase their share in the mix by 10% by 2030. This is another strategic goal. And all the initiatives that our CEO discussed, things that we want to develop in GHM. We want to improve our cost position. We want to improve efficiency for zero mine and 1500 GHM program, smelting and processing. All these operations will be powered by electricity generated by GHM, including renewable sources by 2030. And that should grant stability and energy security for the entire technological chain. Now, moving on to international assets, let me invite Paweł Gruza, my colleague from the board, to cover his area.
Thank you, Radek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Foreign assets have for many years been a major and difficult challenge for KGHM. Today, we focus on building a team which will allow us to announce that we are witnessing a new opening in foreign assets. This team has not only business experience, but also expertise in bringing positive elements to very complex organizations. which is a guarantee safeguarding that those foreign assets will be assessed objectively based on economic business factors without paying attention to historic legacies or personal preferences with regard to individual assets of the mines. Based on this objective evaluation, we will divide our portfolio of assets into key assets, which I will explain in a moment, non-key assets. This asset portfolio will be optimized. Here, we reserve full flexibility in the activities that we are going to undertake with respect to non-key assets. Meanwhile, the pearls we have will be integrated on many planes, starting from operations through controlling, finances, and human resources. That will naturally lead to greater financial discipline of the mines, greater financial discipline and efficiency of those assets, and that is designed to build value of the entire KGHM. Coming back to this presentation, and the number 130,000 tons ore processing in Sierra Gorda. This is a very ambitious project intended to increase the potential of Sierra Gorda. It was developed together with our Japanese partner Sumitomo. It is very beneficial financially because it will remove bottlenecks in Sierra Gorda, or in other words, it will allow us to make full use of our installation in Chile. Now, Adam, please join me here. Thank you, Paweł. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm extremely pleased to be able to tell you what our ambitious plans with regard to innovations are. As you well know, innovation is something extremely important for all businesses because they bring companies to an entirely new level. Our objective is to increase efficiency of the company, productivity of the company, and consequently, we need to allocate appropriate resources to innovation. Our resources for research and development are to be increased to up to 1% of revenues. Today, we are at 0.2%. Our major objective is to increase efficiency, and we want to have, as a minimum, three quarters of the projects which are focused on the core production assets, those which directly affect our C1 results. Additionally, we want to have all projects done with this bird's eye view or helicopter view perspective. We want to have a general overview of the performance in order to pursue those projects which are most efficient. By centralization of our procurement, we want to increase flexibility and respond in an agile way to changing situation. I will now ask Katarzyna to take over. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, to be able to ensure sustained development for the capital group, we need to ensure financial security. And our core objective in finance is to support this. This core objective is financial stability. We are going to manage and achieve this financial stability through three areas of activities. One is extension of the financing terms so that the structure of sources of funding is adjusted to the specific nature of our business. That means shifting our focus from mid-term to long-term sources of funding. The second area is the management of net working capital, shortening the cash conversion cycle, increasing the cycle of trade payables. And the third area related to the specific character of our business, flexible response to market risk and efficient management of credit risk throughout the capital group. And I give over the microphone to the president again. We have also the area related to humans and the environment. There are a few important ratios here. These include participation budget. For us, it is important that some tax deductible resources should be determined by inhabitants of the area in which we are active. 20% of those tax deductible funds is the amount that we want to leave for the decision of local inhabitants, because then they will be able to decide which activity is most important to them. LTFL, those specialist indicators related to labor stability, also very much on our mind. We want people to be satisfied with their work in our capital group, the level of employee involvement, engagement, and satisfaction are the factors which are extremely important, because they are very much related to the functioning of the organization as a coherent whole. For us, this is particularly important, because it is not so that five of us within the management board, for all our experience and expertise, cannot do everything. We need to have as many people as possible willing to work with us and willing to achieve our goals. This is something we are going to strive for. You are well familiar with this map. I will not comment on it. You know where we are and what we do in those places. Yesterday, the supervisory board approved the update of our strategy. It approved this document. Now we are finalizing our work on the budget for 2019. We will approve it in the management board at the beginning of next year, so we will start the new year with the budget. But also in January, we will complete our financial projection for 5 years. It includes a series of initiatives, operational programs, a few very specific things that we need to carry out, either in terms of research and development or capital expenditures. And of course, that all is going to cost money. Therefore, we adjust our plans to those assumptions. Probably in January, we will face the second stage of discussion about financial assumptions. We have also a series of operational programs which we will launch during the year. For example, a very important theme related to production program called KGHM 1500. If we go deeper, we need to cope with this greater depth by using new technologies. Of course, we also have to bear in mind regulatory issues. There are more and more regulations in the European Union and in Poland. So we are setting up a special team that will address those regulatory issues. We will come to you to explain what we are doing. Throughout the year, we will show you both open initiatives and ones that are already showing the specific effects. To recapitulate, we are running this marathon. We need to have a very good result, and that requires preparation. The strategy serves this purpose. We want to develop, we want to prepare for this marathon, for all the global competition, for all the global growth of demand. And this is something we need to be ready for. That is why this strategy is not a laser strategy based on fireworks and marketing tricks. It is based on our potential, the potential of this institution, people working there. It affects very specifically the development of this region. It affects the development of Poland in the context of innovation, in the context of global trends, like Industry 4.0, electromobility, and it affects the entire world where we are recognizable. Even if we produce locally, we operate and sell globally. So we have to remember this role of KGHM as an ambassador of Polish economy worldwide. That would be it as regards our presentation. Now we are open to any questions you might want to ask. I would like to invite management board members to join me here on the stage. Please introduce yourself when you ask questions.
Dzień dobry, już można? Już można.
Paweł Puchalski, Santander Bank. The first question is about the copper production volume locally, because you mentioned 430,000 tons, but this is 450,000 tons ore copper. I just looked up integrated report for 2017, and 16 was 480, and for in 2017 was nearly 470,000 tons. So how can you call it the increase in your production if you go from 480 to 450? Well, let me say, as I said during the presentation, that this increased production means the stable production of 450,000 tons. The numbers that you quoted are actually non-delivered plans. As our CEO said, we want to run the long-term distance. For us, important thing is to have stable production position. 450 is not a limit. When we look at the current programs that we have in place, we believe that this 450 will be delivered, and from 2019 through 2023, it will be stabilized. And if our programs drive that further, we will definitely go beyond that. And I think that we need to look at international assets. The scale of processing that we refer to shows realistic increase. In Sierra mine, we had a good performance over the past few months. We have good processing, and we were able to debottleneck. When we speak about production, we don't refer solely to the local market, but also to international assets. Well, if I may, I will continue. Now, question number two. You said C1 cost not higher than 3,800 over 4 years. What would be the dollar exchange rate and the silver price that you used for your calculations? I think that we need to look it up. I will get back to you with this information right after this conference, because I don't have it top of my head. Okay, so let me move to the third question. On page 13, where I see something that I have never seen before, you're saying 450. I'm not saying whether we go up or down. Anyway, it's 450,000, but the minimum delivery is 80%, the minimum delivery of your key strategic deliverables. So as if I was reading that the plan is 450, but the minimum deliverable will be 80%. Well, I'm sorry, this is the wrong interpretation. So what is the right one? The right one is that we want to go beyond these indicators, especially when it comes to the production. Perhaps that the wording was clumsy, but 80% refers to KPIs that are non-production. They also relate to human resources. And again, this is not global for the strategy. This is for the individual year. In terms of production, we are definitely betting on delivering the full number, but actually we believe that we can go beyond that. But you said the minimum delivery of underlying strategic deliverables. So to me, the minimum level of copper production is strategic thing. Well, perhaps that was a misfortunate wording, but I explained our intention of our strategy. Hello, Robert. My IPOPEMA. Well, the CEO mentioned that you are finalizing the budget and there will be new data coming in January. So are you going to come up with some hard KPIs for the strategy, like EBITDA or identifying the exchange rates or prices of the commodities that were used for your calculations? Well, the budget that we prepare for the next year, well, we always disclose whatever we can show, so it's not going to be a secret. But in terms of long-term plans, we will also identify CAPEX and the projections of EBITDA. So we will come up with this projection. So in the first step, you have to identify the strategy, what you need to do. And then you come up with the numbers and you look for the consensus with financial inputs. So this is the process that is still ongoing. It is our ambition to close budgeting by the end of the year so we can start the next year with a full perspective. And we want to make sure that the market is familiar with our long-term perspective and strategy. This is our ambition. Now, 450,000 tons, this is the number that you show for production. But I understand that this is lower grade, and this is why we are at this number. This particular indicator has been going down. So what is 1.5%, or we are below that? Today, this is 1.5%, and around this 1.5%, we would like to have the full deposit. As we know, in case of Polish deposits, it has not really changed recently. We remember that from the 80s or 90s, we had 20 or 30-meter deposits. Today, when you look at the percentages, it is similar across the board. But technology is improving, so we should be able to uphold this 1.5% that you were asking about. But we do not see any developments that would make us believe that we may go down to 1%. Well, as you said rightly, the grade has been declining. But this is not just the Polish trend. We speak to mines in Chile. We speak to underground mines and open pits. We speak to the operators in the US and in other locations. And this is a universal problem. And therefore, many initiatives that we have within the strategy, like improving efficiency and then the processing, all these measures are orchestrated to squeeze as much as we can from the ore that we have. So without the circular economy and without the efficiency measures, it will be hard to deliver that. Therefore, we line up all these initiatives and programs to get more of the copper grade ore that we have. Now, energy, 50% contribution in 2030. Today it's 25 or 30%. So are you going to come up with the new gas-fired units, or are you going to get invested in the new projects, external projects, namely the new units? And you mentioned renewable sources. What are you thinking about? Offshore windmills or solar panels? We are looking for the energy mix that would help us combine photovoltaic, wind, and steam and gas sources in equal proportions. It doesn't have to be in-house project. We are also looking at the external projects for whom we may have exclusivity. But if we go for the external projects, we want to have control over output and long-term control over collaboration. So we are open to that. We also have a range of in-house initiatives. There is a range of new opportunities that come up with the external funds to take advantage of PV sources. We are also looking at the funding provided by the Environmental Protection Fund because this is less expensive. So even if we have some capital expenditures, we will certainly look at the sources that of funding that are more mellow than the market financing. Well, I wanted to refer to Mr. Gruza's statement about optimization of international assets, and I wanted to ask you when you are going to come up with the breakdown by key and non-key assets. And when you refer to optimization, you mean a possible disinvestment, selling the project, or cutting or shutting down? Well, the review of assets is underway, and it has been going on for some time. Depending on macroeconomic environments and depending on the geological conditions, our assessment of different sites evolves. By principle, we can exclude Sierra Gorda from the category of non-key assets. Any other international assets are subject to the ongoing review. We want to have full flexibility in our decision-making process when it comes to the non-key assets. And there is a menu of different options that we are looking at. A possible sale of the mine is one option, and it's drastic in terms of economics. We have care and maintenance, we have a shutdown, and we've got other options that we can apply and that will still generate value. We are currently going through one of the decision-making processes. This is about one mine that was running on losses and it doesn't have good prospects. Therefore, as of today, we shifted that to a more passive position, but we keep it on hold. We put it on a back burner and we put it on hold because there might be some potential with one of the elements that may appreciate in the future, and therefore it may be reasonable to get back to this asset. My second question is about financing. You were referring to the long-term financing. What is the time horizon and maturities that you are considering? And are you considering bonds issued on the local market or international markets or perhaps other possible financing? Well, in terms of the change of financing structure, this is where we are very open to various options. We want to have diversified sources. We are not saying that we are not going to work with the banks, but certainly we want to look at the capital market to provide funding. Therefore, issuance of bonds is an option which is under consideration. And we are not ruling out private placement either. Therefore, any option, if it's advantageous, would be considered. In terms of the time horizon, we want to shift to the long-term financing, which means that we want to go beyond 5 years. And we may attempt 20 or 30 years so that our financing would match our operations on different assets. A final question about financing. Are you going to apply for rating next year because you're considering international issuance of bonds? And now the CEO also mentioned the financial aspects of the strategy. Can we expect some more data being published in January or later on? Well, we are considering rating because we are thinking about possible bond issuance. But this is not a prerequisite from the issuance. Therefore, possibly, yes. And in terms of the long-term plan, once we have all the indicators and all the parameters, we will come out to the market in January in February the latest, but we want to make sure that we should be able to keep the market updated in January. Any further questions?
Jakuszka, mBank. I have two questions. One concerning slide number 13. You say that you want to introduce this participative budget at 20% by 2020. Is my understanding correct that now, by 2020, you will stay with 5% and then you will go to 20%? And as a result, this tax that anyway will have to be paid by KGHM will not change from the perspective of shareholders? Well, for the time being, we have announcements of changes in taxes concerning this 5%. This is what we can give over for decision to local governments. We would pay less tax and we deduct what we pay anyway. For us, it is nothing extra. This is something that we wouldn't do. So in general, we altogether we pay less, but also there are some other initiatives that are planned. I don't want to comment on this because this is the remit of the Minister of Finance, but as regards this 5% solution, out of the amount that we deduct, we want to give the decision over 20% of this amount to local inhabitants within those activities with local governments. Not all this amount, but 20% of this amount. Okay. And do you know what is now the level of such budget that you do not really deduct from MET as of now, but which is handed over to those other institutions? Litka can give you details, but depending on the year, it might range from 15 to even 50 million PLN. We are talking about amounts handed over by the company, because other sources like corporate income tax, personal income tax, that would be 350 million for last year. Thank you. Paweł Wieprzowski, Wooden Company. I have a few questions, so I will start with a second slide. You say here higher processing of Sierra Gorda, or 130,000 tons. Could you please explain what trade and recovery rate should be expected here? My second question is about improvement of working capital that you mentioned before. How much cash can be released out of that? Could you be more specific by how much it should improve and what exactly should it improve? And the third question is about the greater share of highly processed products up to 10% by 2030. What is your current level? What extra EBITDA do you expect to achieve over this period as a target result? And one more question, self-sufficiency in energy at the level of 50%. So you grow from 25% to 50%. How much in terms of investments will that require from you? And what will be the savings? And CapEx guidance, I understand, will be disclosed only at a later date. But if you could comment on this, even in general terms, in the context of capital expenditures, that if you could refer this to the strategic goals, that would be very helpful. And then you have strategic cash cost for Poland, for Sierra Gorda and International. Before the management board starts addressing the questions about the EBITDA and CAPEX, by January we won't be able to give you any more details, but even a very general comment in the context of the strategy, a very general comment. Thank you. The first question you asked related to Sierra Gorda. Daily processing levels are independent of the grade, whether this grade is higher or lower, and it fluctuates in Sierra Gorda. Daily processing anyway is profitable, provided that CAPEX spent on higher grade daily processing is spent wisely and efficiently. The investment mix on Sierra Gorda
is very thoroughly revised, and at the moment it is optimum, which means that we invest exactly in the place where it is needed. In other words, the bottleneck that limits the throughput capacity of the whole installation will be eliminated. And to answer your question about CapEx, this level is precisely calculated. It will be possibly disclosed at a later date. But I would like to say that each dollar spent on the bottlenecking has a very high NPV. As regards recovery, I can say already today that the test with the fast processing of 130 and more are very good. So this faster processing will not result in a reduction of recovery on the floating. To supplement what has just been said by Pavel, as we are now working on the budget and production planning, the percentages you asked about depend on certain decisions that we make. And once these are approved, we will be able to give you more details. And to answer this question about a growth of sales of our highly processed products, that applies this year to about 16,000 on rod, cathodes 230. Please do not take notes of those numbers. But we are, for example, considering increasing rod, and we are considering replacing cathodes with rods, but that entails certain investment moves. That is what we want to show by 2030. But again, the investment market has to tell us whether it would be able to absorb those quantities. And what EBITDA can you expect out of that, or anything? That is not the right moment to discuss it. We are now in the process of preparing the business case. And even once the business case is ready, it will not be specific information. We can talk about global EBITDA, but not on individual projects. And as regards managing net working capital, the impact or the order of magnitude of this impact, we are talking about shortening the cycle of receivables and lengthening the cycle of payables. However, I should also refer to what my colleagues were mentioning. The impact will be growing throughout the year as we get increasingly into new instruments. And this impact should be even at the level of 1 billion in the first year. It is worth saying that as regards stock turnover, we had failure of a furnace in 2017 that represented a stumbling block. Now we are much better results, and we assume the following year is also going to be very good. This is something that improves our financial result. As for global capex, this is a theme which is now under scrutiny. We have two streams of activities. One is linked to investments that must be made by 2023 and beyond, because they open up opportunities for exploration by 2030 and beyond. This is something we definitely don't want to abandon. This is something we want to maintain. And what we are now revising is the scale of this capex and the viability, the accuracy of costing. Also, we are successful in doing certain things that did not exist before. We are talking about the shaft, which was undetermined for quite some time, that is now going to be located in the Żukowice municipality. It took a few years to find a site. And this is a shaft that opens up the possibility for industrial exploration, which is a very difficult area. That is a long-term future. And here, CAPEX needs to be maintained, because apart from the three-year perspective, KGHM is focusing on its long-term future. This is something that exists and must be upheld. We will bring back the details to you in January. Please remember that some capital expenditures that will be made by 2023 very often represent one-third or one-fourth of what has to be done in order to prepare the next stages. Energy savings on self-sufficiency to 50%. Well, the reality is extremely dynamic, so it's hard for me to speak in terms of specific amounts. We now see that renewable energy sources can be a cheaper source of energy, but if we combine steam and gas, we will depend also on what the state decides with regard to those energy sources. So the renewable energy sources and own generation of energy is expected to be also more efficient for us in terms of purchases. But we are very specific in measuring and assessing those parameters. Let me be more specific. Up to 1 billion working capital released next year. I was talking about financial effect, that is, the requirement for sources of financing, or financial gap. We would decrease the financial gap to 1 billion. We estimate this might change over the year from a few hundred million to 1 billion in the first year. Are there any further questions from the room? I have one more question about Sierra Gorda and the second phase of this project, because originally there was this idea to increase processing to 200,000, even 220. There was also the oxide project, again, that was initially planned to be done together with BHP, but then BHP suspended this project. Could you comment briefly on that? As of now, there is no talk of the second phase presented, as you have just outlined it. Today, we are focusing on 130. The oxide project is now being analyzed. Once the processing of the classical sulfate ore stabilizes, we will resume with the Japanese partner the talks about processing oxide ore. Ladies and gentlemen, questions asked online are very similar to the ones that were asked by the audience, so we will not repeat them. If anything new comes up, and on the points on which we were asked to be more specific, me and my colleague from Investor Relations will address those issues and answer your questions as soon as possible. Also, after the official part, we will be at your disposal. Let me say one more word. At each meeting, there is a question about smelter. Today it was not asked, so we want to ask it ourselves. Those questions kept recurring throughout the whole year. I'm really surprised you didn't mention it today. I would like to say that we started it for the third time. We are working on it. It functions. We are learning this technology, but the equipment is already working. Maybe that is why the question was not asked. You are well up to speed. Ladies and gentlemen, we will publish answers to the questions that have been asked, and if any new questions are asked by our online viewers, we will address those questions as well. And those answers will be published so that you have full access to an information. And the management board is also at your disposal. But before we start the unofficial part, I would like to give the floor also to once again to the president. This is an official meeting, but we are 4 days before Christmas. Yesterday we had this pre-Christmas meeting in the Capital Group, and someone wished me tranquility and calm. I have 3 children, and if all the family comes, there are 12 kids around, so it is not really the environment conducive to calm and tranquility, so I do not really know what to wish you. I would like to wish you a lot of time to stop to think, a lot of success and prosperity in your personal and professional life in 2019. And to myself and KGHM, I wish the highest possible prices of copper. Thank you very much.